that are specific things about taking face-offs too, or is it more just his breadth of knowledge of the opposition that's beneficial?
Like, I think in terms of face-offs, it's important to have guys that have experience and guys that have taken them against these guys a lot, and you can bounce certain ideas off of them. You know, we use Todd Woodcroft a lot as kind of a sounding board and bounce different ideas off him. And, you know, in-game adjustments, it helps. See, if you're struggling against a guy, or, you know, he's struggling against a guy, and you sit on the bench and you ask, you know, what you think you can do differently against him, and maybe it helps out later in the game.
Is there anyone in the league that just overbeat everything you couldn't figure out? Is there a guy you said, man, I can't beat this guy?
Well, I didn't play Carolina this year, so. But last year, Jordan Staal, he hurt my percentage pretty badly. So I'd say he was my kryptonite last year.
And who would say that you are their kryptonite?
I don't know. You know, I think for the most part, I've been pretty solid on draws. I don't really dominate any one guy. It's more just kind of a collective body of work where, you know, I've been able to get some fortunate bounces and to get some good breaks.
How different is this playoff for you than the 1-15?
You know, I think going into the 1-15, we were scratching and clawing just to get into the playoffs, and it was kind of new to all of us, and it was the first time, and it was almost like the city. We were just happy to be there and just trying to soak it all in. And Now coming into this one, you know, we've had a great season, and, you know, there's some more expectations, and, you know, we're not just happy to be here. We're looking to, you know, win some games and kind of keep moving forward. So, you know, in terms personally, I think you've been through that first series already. You kind of got those nerves out, and now it's just about trying to contribute as much as you can.
Adam, when you came back at the end of the regular season, how long do you feel it took you and Andrew and Brandon to sort of get your mojo back together as a line? You had some time together earlier, but you have a specific job. How long did you feel before you felt it was right?
Well, I think just a couple games. You know, it certainly takes a little bit to get that timing back and to get that speed of play back and just getting those reads when, you know, I'd been off for basically 2 months, and Rusty had missed some time in there as well. And when you haven't played with each other for a long time, it's, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to click. But, you know, I think after we got through those first few games and we started to get some confidence, and, you know, we really started to roll.
Have you talked to your dad lately?
Yeah, I was talking to him last night, actually.
Has he got any advice, or is he just an observer in this series?
You know what, he's more just a supporter. I think, you know, he's really happy for us and our team, and, you know, him and my mom are, you know, thrilled that we're back in the playoffs. So I think, you know, he's been just enjoying, you know, watching kind of it unfold.